Blog Talk Radio.
The man you're about to see and hear, should you be so foolish as to have just joined us, is Ray Charles.
Hello. All right. 3, 4.
I got something, y'all, in my bones. Make me want to shout hallelujah. And I want to lift every voice and sing, till it in heaven rain, rain with a harmony, oh, liberty. Let our rejoice and rise high, loud as the Lord sea.
Sadly, we're a nation in decline, and yet they go after a popular president, a president that got more votes than any sitting president in the history of our country, by far, and did much better the second time in the election than the first, and they go after him on a boxer's hoax, just like the Russia hoax, and all of the others. This has been going on for 7 years, and they can't stop. Because it's election interference at the highest level. There's never been anything like what's happened. I'm an innocent man. I'm an innocent person. They had the Mueller hoax, the Mueller report, and that came out. No collusion after 2.5 years. That was set up by Hillary Clinton and Democrats. But this is what they do. This is what they do so well. If they would devote their energies to honesty and integrity, would be a lot better for our country. They could do a lot better. They could do a lot of great things. But when you look at what's happened to our country in the last 3 years, we were energy independent. We had a strong military that wasn't woke. We were doing so well. We were respected all over the world. We got the biggest tax cuts in history, biggest regulation cuts in history. And what do? You have a president where an election was taken, got more votes than any sitting president in history by far, never anything even close. And they come after me because now we're leading in the polls again by a lot against Biden and against the Republicans by a lot. but we're leading against Biden by a lot, a tremendous amount. And we went up to a level that they figure the way they're going to stop us is by using what's called warfare. And that's what it is. This is warfare for the law. And we can't let it happen. We can't let it happen. Our country is going to hell. And they come after Donald Trump, weaponizing the Justice Department, weaponizing the FBI. We can't let this continue to go on because it's ripping our country to shreds. We have such big problems, and this shouldn't be one of them. It's a hoax. The whole thing is a hoax. Just like Russia, 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 just like the fake dossier was a hoax. You saw the Durham report. You saw the Mueller report. It was all a big hoax. You had two impeachments, and they lost, and we won. And we had tremendous support. But that was a hoax and a scam. And now they're doing it again. It's just a continuation, 7 years, even after I'm out. But it's called election interference. They're trying to destroy a reputation so they can win an election. That's just as bad as doing any of the other things that have been done over the last number of years, and especially during the 2020 election. So I just want to tell you, I'm an innocent man. I did nothing wrong. And we will fight this out just like we've been fighting for 7 years. It would be wonderful if we could devote our full time to making America great again. And that's exactly what we did. But now, again, our country is in decline. We're a failing nation. And this is what they do. I'm an innocent man. We will prove that again. 7 years of proving it. And here we go again. Very unfair. But that's the way it is. I just want to thank everybody. We are doing something very special for our country. We're putting America first. I always put America first. And that's why we were in a position. Unfortunately, that position is no longer valid because they've done such a poor job. But we're in a position where we're going to make America great again. I'm innocent, and we will prove that very, very soundly and hopefully very quickly. Thank you very much.
Because you've never been the same as anyone else.
Don't think the same as everyone else. You're in, and you're in.
See, you'll never conclude with anyone else.
Don't think the same as everyone else.
I had everything, everything. I could change anything. If I changed anything, I mean anything, I would change everything. Oh yeah.
Dark boy, don't you cry. There's too much life left in those eyes. Don't you let that faith go waterfall. Don't you learn to love your scars and all. Dark boy, don't you die. They're just human, let them lie. You just know your world and speak your truth. Let them come to you for your love and your. See, cause you've never been the same as anyone else.
Don't think the same as everyone else.
Since your call, there are no rules. See, you'll never conclude with anyone else.
Don't think the same as everyone else. If I had everything, everything, I could change anything, I could change anything. If I changed anything, I mean anything, I would change everything. Oh yeah.
When the media media slings mud, we use it to build huts. Irrefutable facts, merciful, beautiful, black, beloved brother, you fail to embarrass them, harassing them. To my life, your life pales in comparison, so go write whatever blog. Messiness is not ever the God. Do what's necessary, I'm never worried. Listen, vultures, I've been shackled by Western culture. You've convinced most of my people to live off emotion. That's why we competing, death by the chrome barrel. Forgot the secrets, my killer been Jared. Bone marrow's the deepest. You can peep at the comments, but don't fall for that. We want freedom, I'm a scholar in almanac. People do anything to be involved in everything. Inclusion is a hell of a drug. Some people have everything they probably ever wanted in life and never have enough.
I had everything, everything. I could change anything. If I changed anything, I mean anything, I would change everything. Oh yeah.
From the birth of a child, the world is foul. Excursions of a searching child should learn to take nothing personal. A parent hates to watch his baby's face taking his first immunization shots. But this is great, the child's introduction to suffering and pain. Understands without words, nothing is explained. A rush to the brain, looking up at his parent's face like, I thought you would protect me from this scary place. Why'd you let them inject me? Who's gonna know how this side effects is gonna affect me? Who knew I would grow to meet presidents that respect me? If Starbucks is bought by Nestle, please don't arrest me. I need to use your restroom and I ain't buy no espresso soon enough. Assume the cuffs, the position not new to us. Sits back on the bus, sitting, said screw that bus. Boycotted that bus out of business, the future's us. Yet every citizen's in prison.
I had everything, everything. I could change anything. If I changed anything, I mean anything, I would change everything.
Oh yeah. Watch me as I walk through the folly golly. New York is Sardi. In Italy, I'm in Wado Bakari. But Nasty the Hustler, nasty like mustard gas sulfur. And I could sell Alaska to Russia, no pressure. My first house, 11,000 square feet mansion. It was haunted by dead rich whites. Mad a nigga bought his crib to hang up pictures of black Christ. Circular driveways, black cars, and black ice. My second house, still in my 20s, illin' with money. Killed through my spine, spilling wine. It's funny, did good for a staircase.
Or our participating sponsors.
WBOM 1450.
Live from Xfinity Studios, celebrating 60 years, it's the icon of American radio. WBOM, Berlin, Chicago.
It's Dorothy Tillman on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WBOM.
We've been treated bad, talked about, and you and you more.
loud. Yeah. I'll say it loud, say it real loud. I'm black and I'm proud, How y'all doing this morning? Oh, my God, oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a wonderful feeling everything is going to go my way. How y'all doing? Why did I start out with that? It's called positive reinforcement. Remember we had to say when we were growing up or when we got to school or we just have to sing that song, oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a wonderful day. I got a wonderful feeling. Everything going my way. You know, it was always positive reinforcement. When we was children, you know, when we were growing up, before we went to bed, how we had to say our prayers, you know, down, lay me down to sleep. I praise the Lord my soul should keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul. He said, do you, I mean, just all kind of, we had all kind of things, you know, who you are, all the positive reinforcement. I don't remember waking up and you turn on the TV or the radio and it always is negative. Somebody did this, this happened, that happened. And it's not, oh, what a wonderful morning. You know, you don't start your day with God. And by them taking God out of the schools, when they go to school, they start fighting their way to school. And when they get in school, you know, there's no positive reinforcement. And a lot of the quote-unquote instructors, because I really believe that if there's anything, if the education system want to do anything for children, they should have a dress code. So that the children don't come into the schools and the teachers and people are looking just like the folks in the street or smelling like the folks in the street or looking like them, that there's a positive reinforcement. I'm not saying you got to wear a suit every day, you got to do this, but it would be nice if little boys see if there are any men in the school that they do not come in and pull up their pants like you do on the street or women hanging out. You know, you the way the street folks dress. I just really, y'all can, we should talk about that later. I really think there should be a dress code, especially for the children, you know, so you can look up to so-and-so and they can teach, you know, you want to be like them. It just, that's when we had real old-fashioned teachers in, but now it's like the teachers are just like the street people. There's no dividing line or there's no. And then some of the folks in the school really don't, not all, they got some other kind of, you know, they just need to go through that school system with a fine-tooth comb and just find out what the hell is going on. And I'm not saying you take away from anything else. Sometimes school used to be a refuge for children. But this is the same thing. The same thing happening in schools is happening in the street. So there's no refuge. Not at all. Because I bet you if you go around and look at some, you're not going to find that. So that's what I was thinking about as I got up this morning. The sun was beaming out, you know, and the air was fresh. And looking at the nature, and especially when I was out watering my flowers yesterday, but looking at the nature, how God is, how when God made all things to work together and to work a certain way, and nature is not, the only time nature get altered is when man do it. And I was watching little squirrels jumping around my yard and birds out there. And I was just watching them. You're not just watching how they do and what's going on with them. So I just thought about that. Even if when the children before school start, the bell rang, come in, run, look. If they just, you know, some of y'all might remember, especially like Mr. Travis and Dr. Beverly and all of them would always give, some of the children would give a, and even Miss McLemore, then you had Lula Ford and all of them, they would give a positive good morning, boys and girls, and give them something, another kind of voice, how you doing, and a positive message. You know, you got still for a minute. They You pledge allegiance to the flag. That's just a unison doing something together. You know, just quiet for a moment and meditate on your God or whoever it is. It's like you run in. Maybe some schools are doing it. Y'all tell me, because they don't allow people up in the school anymore. You run in, and it's just chaotic. There's no quietness. And you might have fought, your children might have fought their way getting to school. Or who knows what kind of hell they might have left behind. You know, and so, and a lot of them don't go to church. And there's no godliness in the school. Not Christian godliness. I can't say nothing else, because I told y'all last week about these satanic clubs. In fact, y'all, I had some of the folks look at where it was, because I think it was, I forgot what station did the whole thing on that satanic. They got a satanic thing just like you got Jesus in the crib. And so you got just a lot of stuff, and then you got these children staying out of school. And a lot of schools, y'all, a lot of places, not all. You think your kid's going to school or going after school to get some kind of tutoring, and they're being tutored in the satanic way. And that's real. Or they're teaching your children something they shouldn't have. And I've been doing a lot of studying and watching and following this stuff. Maybe most of y'all don't. Because I love our children. I love our people. And the children are so innocent. And they get caught. You need to go. Y'all can look it up and see where they got some of these schools. They got clubs in them. And they tell the children that it's a secret. You know, they did a study on this quote-unquote puberty blockers that they're doing to children, and they were saying how it was messing children up. Well, why would you want to block somebody out of puberty before they get you? Go through your puberty like anything else. Puberty, and sometimes I've found parents will take their children to the doctors, and some of these sickos, not all of them, because everybody, and say, well, I think they need this. Because I think Chicago, they had a list of the hospitals, y'all can look, that was doing this stuff, but also doing that mutilation that we used to call castration and all the other stuff. So children up against so much, and then they're told, this is our secret. And it's just too much. And I just want to say that, and I don't think it's a, I'll kudos to Mrs. Spencer Lee, who's really trying to get the Bibles or God or some in the schools, because we just don't have it. Now, other folks who come here, and they practice their religion, even if they got to stop and do their prayers at a certain time, they let them do it. But there's such an attack on Christianity and on God, those very same things that kept us going, there's a strong attack. And we are looking at, and they keep confusion going, and I'm going through this because I got some other stuff to talk about today, y'all. And also Black Music Month, and I'm going to be listening to y'all today because y'all got to help me and tell me what's going on here. You know, so they keep us so much noise that we really don't have time. Even in our home, you need to go at your home. Just take your little kids, your children, somebody else's child, and sit them down. When I was in office, I used to take all these children, the youth, as many would, you know, when I was on. When we came here with Dr. King, we used to have a lot of retreats at Pleasant Valley Farm. I don't know what it's going to be now. They might be doing some rituals. I don't know what the hell is going on. But when I was and so we always went up there and had our retreats as we planned stuff. So I started doing it with my staff, but also I would take the children away, my staff and all the children, their parents. We had a good time. And I run into some of these grown folks now who tell me, you remember you took me so-and-so, so-and-so? There's not enough focus on the children, especially our children. You got adults focused on themselves more so, and they don't realize it. I think I was on Cermak over there. I was coming, I think Cermak and I don't remember what street. Cicero, I was riding down because I came around down. And I saw a lot of the children out there, and they had what we used to have. Do y'all remember when we had things we did for our children in the community, but we had sponsorship from the business and the people in the community who sponsored a lot of activity for the children? I just stopped there for a moment, and I saw those children over there with a lot of Walgreens, different sponsorship. They was on their way to play soccer, and they was doing different things. And I was just looking. I stopped one of the girls. Oh, that's so nice. What are you doing? She told me what she was doing and who was sponsoring it. You know, I was getting information because I wanted to know. And the sponsorship of, we talk about our children, but the only sponsorship we get now, if we making them feel like the world is going to fall in on them or we're going to do a march or something, but sponsorship to play maybe softball or to play, to learn so they can become into baseball, basketball, just clubs, chess clubs, just sponsorships of things in our community. We have got to get back to that. How do we get the community to sponsor? Do we have any business in our community? And we got so many other businesses in our community, they don't sponsor stuff. I saw this young man, I think he was Asian, Chinese, on TV this morning before I left, and they was talking about this lawsuit that he had filed for discrimination. And he really had a young man from college. He had a long thing he was talking about. And I looked at him and I thought about, and I'm going to have to deal with this on the other side, I think. Nobody's more prejudiced toward black folks than them. You can't work in their businesses. You can't live in their community. And we be talking this stuff, but some of these other folks of color don't have a good opinion of us. And they really don't work. So you got all these little stores in our community that's really not going to do nothing. But the question is, I want you to tell me, do you remember the sponsorship of people used to sponsor events in the community when you had a community? Because it seems to me our communities are being so busted up that it's almost not a feel of community anymore. But other folks moving in, maintaining the community, like even the illegal immigrants. I was riding down 51st Street and I saw the children over there. They done organized some games for them to play on the vacant lot to play soccer, and some of them skating, doing all kind of things that they're organizing for. And it's almost like, I feel like, how do I put this? Because I mean it from my heart and I'm hurt. There's almost a war on our race and on our children. And while we looking at them, a police shot somebody, which should not happen. You got to look at what's going on in the minds of our children, what's how they're destroying our children in all kind of ways, from mutilation, puberty blocks. How can you have children in school all day and they don't know anything? And my question to you is, who is speaking for the children, especially black children? You don't have PTA in the building school no more. You don't have this parents in the school. Who is looking out and watching out for our children so that we can save them? Who's doing that? So that's what, I was looking at all of that. What do we have that is positive reinforcement, even on to the churches? You know, how not have positive. Everything is violent around what they can't do rather than what they can do. If slaves, enslaved people came up and built schools, why? Because we had critical thinking to children in school out there. We jumping all around when they get them robes and stuff and they can't even read. So we got to discuss that in terms of our children. I know I got to take a break. We got to discuss that in terms of our children. I got some other stuff to discuss, but my thing was, what about the children? I know we got a big march today and we got other stuff going on, but who cares about the children? Because we will not have a race. And you want to know why they're acting like animals? Because it's being fed and bred to them in different ways. Talk of Chicago, 69 WVON. I'm number 773-591-69. We're streaming live. www.wvon.com. We're on iHeartRadio. Take us wherever you go. And we on Facebook, And you can get us on Blog Talk if you miss us. And we also celebrating Black Music Month. Why we got to celebrate? We're celebrating Black Music Month, y'all. How much new Black music do we have to celebrate? We got to celebrate the old. Get your coffee, get your tea. Dorothy Wright Tilbury, right here in the city of Chicago. Coffee tea and a conversation with me. I'll be right back at Great WVON.
You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
MJ the Musical. I had a chance to see this production in New York, and I was simply blown away. It takes you back to the Regal Theater, back to Soul Train. It'll be here at the Nederlander Theater this summer. Take it from me, Rufus Williams. It is incredible. The music was amazing. The dancing was electrifying. And when they perform Thriller, you aren't ready for this. Boy, I miss Michael Jackson. MJ the Musical is coming to the Nederlander Theater August 1st through September the 2nd. You can purchase your tickets by visiting BroadwayInChicago.com.
Celebrate Juneteenth with the faith community of St. Sabina. Join them for an exciting weekend of events starting on Friday, June 16th with a peace rally and march at 7 p.m. with special guest DC Young Fly and Chicago's own Jay Ivey. They're coming together to spread the message of peace and unity. Then on Saturday, June 17th, they're hosting an expungement forum from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. sponsored by Cook County Clerk Iris Martinez. This is your chance to learn about the expungement process and how it can help you move forward with a clean slate. And on Sunday, June 18th, join us for a special Juneteenth church service at 10 a.m. featuring America's attorney Ben Crump. Join us as we honor the struggles and achievements of our ancestors and continue to fight for justice and equality. It's an incredible weekend of events presented by the faith community of St. Sabina. For more information, call 773-483-4300. 773-483-4300. This three-day celebration is presented by the faith community of St. Sabina. Celebrate history. Celebrate freedom. Celebrate community.
Max Healthy Seasonings is a delicious blend of bold spices that are thoughtfully crafted with your wellness and health in mind. Spice up any meal using one of their three seasoning blends, including all-purpose, garlic and black pepper, and Belize Caribbean. Thanks to Max Healthy Seasoning, you don't have to sacrifice great taste in order to eat the foods you love the way you like them. Max Healthy Seasonings is Black-owned and operated. Purchase Max Healthy Seasonings at mseasonings.com or at Bezos Fresh Market, Living Fresh Market, Sunrise Health Foods, and Southtown Health Foods. Proprietor Vanessa Mack and her Max Healthy Seasonings is WVON's 2023 Level Up Contest winner. Congratulations, Vanessa.
GMC continues its commitment to professional-grade engineering in the GMC Truck Series, like offering the world's first available six-function multi-pro tailgate on Sierra. Try the GMC Canyon with powerful and innovative features engineered and built for all your adventures to come. Or get behind the wheel of the GMC Sierra Heavy Duty with an available Allison 10-speed transmission. The list goes on, but it's more than just innovative engineering. It's knowing GMC is committed to professional-grade excellence on every level. We are professional-grade GMC. Well-qualified buyers step up to GMC with 0.9% APR and no monthly payments for 90 days on Sierra light-duty models. See your local GMC dealer today. Length of contract limited. Deferred monthly payments for 90 days. Excludes residents of Pennsylvania. Must finance with GM Financial. Down payment required at signing if applicable. Finance charges accrue from date of financing. Some customers will not qualify. Not available with lease and some other offers. Take new retail delivery by 7/31/23.
Hey family, Salim Wakil here. Make sure you check out my show every Saturday night from 7 to 10 p.m. as we inform and inspire the most astute audience in America. Check us out.
Salim Wakil, Saturdays at 7 p.m. on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
This is P-Ray of Black Excellence Hour, a show for people with high self-esteem. As we battle COVID-19, be sure to heal yourself internally by using your God-given immune system as well as any other treatments you choose. Be sure to take lots of vitamins, bake your melanin in the sunshine, and sweat a couple times a week. Put that pop down and drink water to build and hydrate your body from the inside. God gave everybody more than a little common sense, so bring it with you this Sunday to Black Excellence Hour at 5 p.m. on WVON.
adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
I'm Reverend Mitchell L. Johnson, host of Straight Talk Radio featuring My Community Plan Foundation. Join me Sundays from 7 to 9 p.m. as we discuss community transformation. From housing to energy to economic development, our mission is local. Our effect is global. From the Simon Wiesenthal Center in Los Angeles to the DuSable African American Museum here in Chicago, you will be touched, educated, and informed. Straight Talk Radio, Sundays at 7 on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy. Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Say it loud, say it loud, say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud. I'm black and I'm black and I am proud. We are back. Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON, 773-591-1690. We're streaming live at www.vun.com. And we are on iHeartRadio. Take us wherever you go. And we're also on Block Talk, if you miss us. I was talking about there's other kind of noise that's going on to our children every day. Hate noise and noise that have nothing to do with them. And they're already in pain because everybody you know somebody who got, it's like every day, when we were young, it was the Vietnam War, and you would, how many body bags was coming back, but there are more people dying now than the Vietnam War in our community. It's like, so you hurt each other, then some, our kids and the children are being shot, their minds are being destroyed, a lot of the things that, see, folks don't know, when we marched, it was for a reason to deal with an injustice. And I'm not saying that people shouldn't have the different peace marches they've been having all the weekend all over the place. I'm not saying don't do that. But what happened to children, all people come out and they do that and then they go home. I don't know. Let me just leave that one alone. I just think that there's something missing in the black community. And make no mistake about it, can't no other people tell you what we need to do. They can work with us, but not for us. Because they truly, unless they're part of the destruction without knowing it, don't understand. It was, how do we do this? How do we get into, we got to be into those schools, y'all. They do not allow people in the school. Yeah, you got the local school council, whatever they got, but they don't have the leverage. And I know that Kathy, I know how hard she be working, over at her little schools that she be trying to do. She's the one that discovered the rats and mouse in the schools, and we went over there and did, but there's no leverage. There's no PTA in the black schools anymore. Parents Teacher Association, who collectively you came together and you worked on behalf of the children. We were all up in there, and Ms. McIntyre and all of us from all over the place, we was in different areas, we'd come together and look at what we need to do. Y'all remember Ms. Randolph, all those folks, Ms. Walker? People would look at what to do, and you also had a lot of black teachers in the school. But, and then you dealt with issues on behalf of your children. Oh, the local advisory council had more power than the local school council. We advised on the books, and we was able to do certain things. But they playing with those local school council members. And some of them end up trying to do good, but they're frustrated because they can't do. Or, you know, you don't take a look at the budget. There's a lot. I was looking at how much money is going to Prixon, said they're sending money for education in the schools. They're sending so many. He said he was sending education money in the schools, for the education for the schools, so more money for all of our schools, whatever it is. But where is that money going? I want to know who's speaking for the children, because I don't think nobody's speaking for our children. And a parent got to work. A person got to have something. It's like, they got us almost like a, there's almost like a plantation begging thing going on here without y'all knowing about it. I can't explain that very much. There are contracts, you know, there are contracts that we don't have. Everybody makes money off the poor black people and off our children. And like all these contracts in these schools, if black children weren't in there, you wouldn't have, they wouldn't have the contracts. The food contracts, all of the doing contracts. We don't have that. We don't know who's doing the books. We don't know any of that stuff. It's really something. Now, what I did was I talked to, and I'm going to try to get her on for next week, Ms. Jones, who's head of the, I think it's the Mississippi Association of Education. They don't have a union, teachers union down there. And I saw her on TV, and she was saying they came together and they changed the way they're going to teach the children. Children, Mississippi had the lowest level of children reading and stuff because the poverty rate down there is so high. And what's so interesting about that was one of the places that we had launched our movement. And to have the poverty rate and everything else, but they came together and they brought the schools reading and stuff up. So I'm going to try to get her on. I saw her on one of the Fox stations. She's a black person who's over there, so I had a long talk with her office yesterday. So I'm going to bring her on and let her talk about some of the stuff they did, because what I was interested in is phonics and all the stuff that they was teaching. I was interested in that. I thought that was something. So I'm going to get her on and talk about that. She's Mississippi. I was telling somebody, so I said, no. When I was looking at all this mess going on in the nation, see, they keep us all upset, all rough. Everybody out, oh, Lord, if any valley get Trump. I said, we get all off into that. And we don't pay attention to ourselves. We don't want to be equal with this stuff. We on a team that we pulling from. And that's what we think about. Oh, Lord, we got to do this. All that stuff. Oh, this is always some other. It's more negative than it is anything that we want to talk about, ending of a result. And that's the thing that I'm very, very concerned about. I know the other thing is, I saw an article from our mayor when he spoke to the graduates. I was really happy of the statements that he made. He told them, and some of these other folks going to get mad at him, especially if he stay on that trend. He told them about, he said, I got your back, and this is what we're going to do to try to do something for our community. I know how hard it is what you're committed to. If y'all can look at that speech that he made, it'd be good. I was kind of happy to see that speech. You know, it wasn't no, we're going to do this and hate the police and all. Nope. I got your back, he said. And he told those people, he told the graduates that we know about you getting in what you're giving back to the community. So I just want to give him some credit for doing that, for saying that. I was really happy to hear that because right around the corner from him, all kind of stuff is going on. He got to deal with a lot of stuff, death and shooting in his community. But I'm also looking at all of this money. I'm looking, y'all, I'm talking, but I've got to find it, and I'll find it for the next half because I wrote it down. All of the money, like the money that they're giving out from the state and everywhere else. But what we think is really a lot of money is really not money. But when you're not used to money, you can think that. And when you think about what it takes to educate that child and what it means, then you have another kind of feeling when you know how much money is being spent, who all making money off our children in school and they can't read, write, or compute. Then I see, well, the governor is giving too much money to the state universities and community college. And I hope that our elected officials will look and get a look at those universities, especially the community college and the resources, and see how many of our people being involved, especially Malcolm X and all those other places. But if they can't read and write, how are you going to put them in there? And in these places. The other thing is that I was looking at how much money was given to cannabis. You know, it's like, I think I'm not trying to judge y'all what y'all do. I don't do that kind of stuff. But if that's what you want to do and y'all want to smoke, that's your business, I guess. That's what's wrong with some of the children right now today, is they said that stuff got some stuff in it that's messing with the children's brain. And I told y'all last week, the way they are growing it, that I have a female doctor friend, a dentist friend of mine, and her child was in school, and he got a hold of some of that stuff, and he's going around crazy. But a friend of hers got him to fly him to Florida, and he put his brains to sleep. Just put him in a coma for a little while to slow him up. And now he's doing great. But when cannabis become more of a fight for the black community than education, we're in trouble. Very much so in trouble. The equal of education. So that's what I be thinking my stuff like that when I'm looking at all of the budget. And when I saw the cannabis that they was, how much money did someone give us some more for cannabis growing and for this and that. And nobody, and I just got to take a moment and look at this stuff. The Black Caucus, by the way, we used to have a team that we worked together when we put the caucus together. It wasn't just to be for no show and for no parties. Put together a team to really go through those different budgets to see how much each contract is, the procurement budget. You know, while we're around here being all in this other stuff, people are doing contracts. And they're getting it off of us, our pain, their gain, our children. There's a lot of money in the Board of Education. And have anybody look to see where that money is going? Because right now, children are not being educated. You know, maybe we can do, I knew Marva Collins. She said I inspired her to open that school because the Mollison parents did. She said we fought that continuous progress, and we was out there going back and forth to jail, that she felt like she had to do something. And what she did was she opened up her own school. So she was like a friend of mine. We can get some more Marva Collins out there. But we're failing our children. We're failing our family. Now, lastly, I want to say something else because I'm going to try to take some calls before the 7 o'clock hour because I really want to hear from y'all. And I don't need all that, well, you know, you see. We got to really do a forensic audit of seeing what's going on here. Everybody's getting pain gain. They're always putting shiny stuff up in front of your face. Look, y'all, Trump's getting in that. Ha, ha, ha. Don't look over there at what happened with this man, what he's doing, what he is. Look over there. Hey, ha, ha, ha. Look over here. Look at that. Look at that. And we just stay frustrated. And we're not looking at what we need to look. The land question, which I really want to talk to y'all about, used to be the only land in the city black folks was representing it. And now we give it up all. It's a land question too, y'all. I'll pay everybody else's game. And there's nobody collectively. And the first time in the history since we've been in this country, since being enslaved, looking at an agenda specifically and fighting every day on behalf of our people. And that's why we're in trouble. We're all over the board. I heard the congresswoman from Alabama. Y'all know her because some of us came together when she ran to make sure she got money to be in office. She was on, you know, they got the Supreme Court. They won a battle for black people in the Supreme Court on the voting rights. She on the radio this morning. Y'all heard her on Black Entertainment. Well, we just want to thank we won this battle for people of color. We cannot help it because there's a fear thing going on. And people of color is not fighting for you. And you sitting at the table empty. So my thing is that we got to think of what we got to do here, y'all, and how we're going to do it. And as we celebrate Black Music Month, Taylor Swift is fine. But, you know, what about our music? What about ourselves? If we don't have contracts, if we don't have people in our community to sponsor this stuff, then what? I think I'm going to go to the phone. I'm going to try to take a few calls before I go. 773-591-69. We're streaming live, www.viewing.com. We're on iHeartRadio. Take us wherever you go. And we all cool. You can get us on Blog Talk. If you miss us, call for Tina Conversation with me, Dorothy Wright Tillman. The board is lit up. And even when we take a break, y'all better try to get those two, couple of ones that's left open. But I'm still looking for all my notes I sit at the table and wrote last night. I found so much stuff, and I wrote down so much stuff for y'all, and I don't know how I left it. But it was really something. But let me go to the phone. I'm going to go to Admiral. He's been on the phone since 6 o'clock. Admiral.
Yes, yeah, sir.
How you doing?
Is
how you doing?
Admiral Nelson Bay.
Huh?
This is Admiral Nelson Bay.
Yeah. How you doing, Mr. Bay?
I'm doing well, thank you. I regard it as my duty to approach Honorable Mayor Brandon Johnson.
I can't all understand you, Mr. Bay.
I regard it as my duty to approach Mayor Brandon Johnson in my capacity as presumptive deputy mayor for finance and revenue generation. And I would be remiss in my duty if I was not bent on helping our children by way of in my capacity as Chicago Deputy Mayor for Finance and Revenue Generation. I came up with this concept myself.
Mm-hmm.
And it is my duty, otherwise I need to get out of the way. And of course, the Vice President with my President now is a Trump. And my mother, Josephine Elizabeth Jack Nelson, used to work at Abraham Lincoln Center. And
they did a lot for the children, I tell you.
Othello R. Ellis is a man who I knew personally. You hear me?
Yeah, how about I'm straight and listen to you because your voice got a certain kind of pull back, like you just la 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 la. Like you got your, I don't know, what is that? Is that him? You got to straighten up. I'll come back to you, Mr. Baker, because we're having problems with your line. So put him on hold. Let me take another call. I'll come back to you after the break because I couldn't understand him. Okay. James.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for laying out the table for us to eat. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
You know, my mama, Ernestine, was from Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to run around with the cotton balls, flying in the air, feathers. He said, come here, boy. Mm-hmm. You know what you're doing? I don't know what I'm doing.
Uh-huh.
I used to pick that cotton.
Yeah.
And you having fun with it.
Yeah.
And she told me, she said, don't follow nobody.
Mm-hmm.
She said, you follow yourself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You see that?
You see?
Do you see that critical thinking and how she taught you what we had and how she did you? That was a great woman.
Yes, she was.
Mm-hmm.
Very beautiful. She mm-hmm. had 10 children.
And you know what? We did more with less. We had less than all these folks got now and did more with it.
Well, the knowledge comes from the home.
Mm-hmm.
Not the school, mm-hmm. not everybody else. It comes from home.
Home, and I bet your mom made you with church every Sunday too, didn't she?
Oh, she gave me a quarter.
I knew about that quarter.
Sometimes I didn't drop it. I went to the candy store, but
I know about that too. Taught us how to tithe, put this money in this church, took us to church, and then the church reinforced you too, didn't it?
Yeah, it reinforced me. I was mad because I couldn't. Sip that grape juice and eat that cracker on first Sunday.
They used to have real wine. Then they got into Welch's came up with something else with that grape juice.
That's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm saying is we always look for the government to help us. Our tax dollars is what we demand.
Right. Hurry up, because
you
got 30 seconds here.
Okay.
James,
I got land in Texas. I got land in Arkansas.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm already good. But my mama always say I.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good, but the children
mm-hmm.
are the leaders of the future right now.
And if we don't take care of them, we have no future, James.
And the man... what our tax dollars is going to do for us.
Mm-hmm.
Land is necessary. We need to control these corner stores. They need to change from being, you know, these immigrants and Iran.
You have to call me back another time. I'm about to go.
I know.
But isn't that something? I really hate to put you on.
We're making everybody rich but us. That's all I'm trying to say.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate James. I really appreciate what he said. I think it's time for me to go. I can't take another call. One more. Are you sure? Okay. Let me take this before I go. Anita.
Hey, Dorothy. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm okay. I want to tell you that you're a career woman. You believed in breastfeeding. You believed in having more than two children. The Caucasian role model is 1.5 children.
I tell folks all the time, I had five children on purpose. And yes, I did breastfeed them. And what they'll
me
say,
too.
You know, I got to put you on hold because he's going to take me on a break. I got to go on a break, Anita. I should have taken you. I got to go on a break. Put Anita on hold. I got to go on a break. Put Anita on hold. Talk of Chicago, 1690 number 773-591-69. We're streaming live, com. We're on iHeartRadio. Take us over. You go. We're on Facebook. We on group Facebook, and we're also on Blog Talk. If you miss, get your coffee, get your tea, and y'all come on back and talk to me after the 7 o'clock hour. I'm going to go straight through and talk to y'all, and we're going to have fun. We're going to talk about this because the children are our future. Get your coffee, get your tea, come on back and talk to me, Dorothy Wright Tillman. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy. Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690.
Sparking criticism of the state's Stand Your Ground law. Owen's mother says while she was grateful for an arrest, she was very disappointed that it took 4 days, along with advocates who are demanding justice for AJ. Marion County Sheriff Billy Woods initially said Lawrence was not immediately arrested because of the Stand Your Ground law, which allows an individual to use force against a person they believe is in imminent danger and does not require the person facing harm to try to retreat.
Meanwhile, Owens' family is calling for Lawrence's charges to be upgraded to second-degree murder. Attorney Ben Crump says the state's attorney's job is to zealously prosecute Owens' murderer. The Marion County State's Attorney's Office said in a statement that the sole focus is to bring justice to Ajayka Owens and her family.
All right, well, a family is in mourning after a fatal shooting following a graduation ceremony in Richmond, Virginia. Authorities say more charges are possible for 19-year-old suspect Amari Tyjon Pollard, who is due back in court in 2 weeks. Police say he opened fire in a nearby park just minutes after the ceremony ended, killing 18-year-old Sean Jackson and his stepfather, 36-year-old Renzo Smith. Several other people were injured in the chaos.
National Youth Poet Laureate Amanda Gorman is reacting after a Florida parent gets her popular book restricted without even reading it.
I felt this anguish and pain because so much of the excitement that I had while writing The Hill We Climb was in knowing that young people would be able to see themselves represented in this moment in our democratic history. And sort of have that representation taken away from young people just felt devastating.
Gorman appearing on CNN. The complaint from Daily Salinas prompted an access restriction at the school for Gorman's book. The Hill We Climb, along with the ABCs of Black History, Cuban Kids, and Love to Langston. A school committee relocated the books to the library's middle school section, although they were recommended for younger readers. Selena told the Miami Herald that she simply wants the materials to be age-appropriate.
President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are set to host an upcoming Juneteenth concert featuring Black artists at the White House. Jennifer Hudson and Method Man are among the performing acts, as the event will mark the 158th anniversary of the end of slavery in America. Several HBCUs will also attend the concert on Tuesday. After declaring Juneteenth a federal holiday back in 2021, Biden recently recognized June as Black Music Month. Coming up, our tribute to Black music and artists continues, and some members of the U.S. Supreme Court released their tax information. We'll tell you who submitted theirs and who did not. For more on these stories and international, national, state, and local news affecting the Black community, listen to the Black Information Network on the iHeartRadio app or log on to BINnews.com. On social media, follow the BIN on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok at Black Information Network and on Twitter at BlackInfonet. I'm Terry McCready along with Kevin Brown on your home for 24/7 News, the Black Information Network.
Unfortunately, violent trauma is a common experience for adults and children in American communities. It is a terrible thing for someone to go through, but that doesn't mean they have to live with it for the rest of their life. Hi, I'm Dana Devine, host of the Equal Health, Equal Hope show on Saturdays. This Saturday, we'll acknowledge that recovery from violent trauma can be incredibly challenging, but it is possible. Join the conversation. Saturdays at 11 a.m., listen to Equal Health, brought to you by Equal Hope. Everyone deserves the best possible health care.
Celebrate Juneteenth with the faith community of St. Sabina. Join them for an exciting weekend of events starting on Friday, June 16th with a peace rally and march at 7 p.m. with special guest DC Young Fly and Chicago's own Jay Ivey. They're coming together to spread the message of peace and unity. Then on Saturday, June 17th, they're hosting an expungement forum from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. sponsored by Cook County Clerk Iris Martinez. This is your chance to learn about the expungement process and how it can help you move forward with a clean slate. And on Sunday, June 18th, join us for a special Juneteenth church service at 10 a.m. featuring America's attorney, Ben Crump. Join us as we honor the struggles and achievements of our ancestors and continue to fight for justice and equality. It's an incredible weekend of events presented by the faith community of St. Sabina. For more information, call 773-483-4300. 773-483-4300. This three-day celebration is presented by the faith community of St. Sabina. Celebrate history. Celebrate freedom. Celebrate community.
Winner of the Regional Theater Tony Award and located in Hyde Park, Core Theater presents The Gospel at Colonis. Now extended through June 18th, the Chicago Tribune praised this exuberant musical as gorgeously produced, deeply inclusive, and richly sung, and gave it 4 out of 4 stars. And its Chicago Reader recommended, hailed for its spirit of transcendence, hope, and revival. The Gospel at Colonis will lift you up. Don't miss it. Tickets and more information at coretheater.org.
This is P. Ray of Black Excellence Hour, a show for people with high self-esteem. As we battle COVID-19, be sure to heal yourself internally by using your God-given immune system as well as any other treatments you choose. Be sure to take lots of vitamins, bake your melanin in the sunshine, and sweat a couple times a week. Put that pop down and drink water to build and hydrate your body from the inside. God gave everybody more than a little common sense. So bring it with you this Sunday to Black Excellence Hour at 5 p.m. on WVON.
Making sense of anesthesia to empower informed choices. That's the topic of discussion for this Saturday on the Community Health Focus Hour with host Dr. Ed McDonald. Their experts will address misconceptions and demystify the surgical anesthesia experience by breaking down everything you need to know before your procedure. Learn the different types of anesthesia, the importance of an anesthesiologist in your care, and the key questions you want to ask before your upcoming procedure.
The Community Health Focus Hour, Saturdays at 1 p.m., powered by UChicago Medicine, at the forefront. June is Pride Month, and 1690 WVON supports the LGBTQ community. You're out, you're proud. We are the talk of Chicago. 1690 WVON.
From Xfinity Studios, celebrating 60 years, it's the icon of American radio, WVON, Berwyn, Chicago.
It's Dorothy Tillman on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind.
Change your place and time where children are first, children are our future. We came to a place and time It's difficult, but I think we're going to be all right. If we just, let's refocus, let's recalibrate and refocus and believe children are our future. It is 7 o'clock where you are in the country, in the state, in the city, in the world, to take that deep breath and understand it is all right to be black. To love yourself don't mean you hate somebody else. To be fair to yourself don't mean you're unfair to nobody else. But to love yourself and love your children, it's all right to be black. You ain't got to be people of color. So wherever you are joining with me, take this deep breath. We're going to do it three times for the Trinity. Y'all know how I feel about my God and my Trinity. Come on, y'all. Black, 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 black. Come on, y'all. Black, 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 black. See, it's about getting oxygen. See, folks don't understand, if you can breathe real deep and breathe right, you put an oxygen to your brain because your brain and your heart is one even. Ooh. Black, 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 black. Is that black or that color?
In yourself and believe that you're somebody. As I said to a group last night, nobody else can do this for us. No document can do this for us. No Lincolnian Emancipation Proclamation can do this for us. No Tennysonian or Johnsonian Civil Rights Bill can do this for us. If the Negro is to be free, he must move down into the inner resources of his own soul and sign with the pen and ink of self-assertive manhood his own Emancipation Proclamation.
Your own Emancipation Proclamation? He said it's the Negro, not people of color, but the Negro.
Don't let anybody take your manhood. Be proud of our heritage. As somebody said earlier tonight, we don't have anything.
How you being proud when you get to say black?
Somebody told a lie one day.
Ooh.
They couched it in language. They made everything black, ugly, and evil. Look in your dictionary and see the synonyms of the word black. Always something degrading and low and sinister. Look at the word white. It's always something pure. Ha! But I want to get the language right tonight. I want to get the language so right that everybody here will cry out, yes, I'm black, I'm proud of it, I'm black and beautiful.
Yes, I'm black, I'm proud of it, I'm black and I'm beautiful. Oh, my God. Yes, see, that's what I mean by that reinforcement. Those are the things you just let Dr. King say, hear Dr. King say. All our great people who taught us and said, you can do it, you can do it. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who you are, you can do it. If you read my son's book called The Black Patriots. People don't want, you know, Tillman, The Black Patriots. You'll see a lot of great black people in there. And he called it The Black Patriots because they was patriotic. Most of them had been in the service or believed in God. They was all believing in God. You know, a great, 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 great book. And that's how they was able to make it. George Washington Carver would not have made it. You got the monuments and stuff of all our different folks in different places. A lot of folks you would just have missed. And it's a very inspiring book because they was patriots. If you're not a patriot, you can't do too much anyway. Folks just lead you. They got our people out here running away from who they are, and they come here and see somebody on TV telling them they rights. And we think, we let folks tell us every day, they got us running around in circles on reparation. They got us running around in circles. All kind of things out there. They got you looking. When you know all these companies who are paying and giving money to these groups to do this, keeping your eyes off of all the money that they made off of enslaved people. Because they really don't want to deal with what it is. They want you to be running around crazy. All these different shining objects they put in our place. And you're not looking at world history? What's happening with us in relationship to the world? Just like how Africa right now is being exploited for all of its minerals by China and other people. I told y'all, y'all said, why are you talking about joy? You read, they're killing the children over in the Congo. I couldn't think of anything worse than that. But all she can talk about is white racism and systemic in this country and how everything black. See, if for some folks in here that to talk about, they won't have nothing. Those same people never discuss the state of black American education, the state of black folks. They say African Americans, but the state of blacks' economics. The state of all the stuff we have is all that other stuff. And I would hope that Joy would become a champion for what's going on with those children from her father's hometown, the Congo. Her dad is over there. I hope he ain't making no money off of it. I didn't say he was now. I didn't say that. I just said I hope not. Somebody needs to speak out about those children in the Congo over there, all those minerals. You see it. Y'all look it up for me. You'll see those poor children over there not going to school, getting a quarter, or 50 cent, or a dollar a week for digging all that minerals out and giving it to folks, giving it to China, really. And nobody's speaking up for them. Like, we spoke up for South Africa, and a lot of folks didn't until it became popular, and then they all wanted to knock you down for Mandela. But somebody needs to be fighting for those children in the Congo right now, and I would hope that Joy Reid would lead that. But some of you other blacks need to stand up, too, and holler about what's going on. Kwame need to be fighting about what's going on in Haiti. You know, sometimes other black folks come to this country and they forget about their homeland. But those people of color and those other white folks don't do that. It's something in our DNA, I don't know what it is, that we allow, we don't become a tool for what's going on. Kwame's from Haiti. Fight for Haitians. It's all right. You know, Joy, that's from Congo, her father's from the Congo, those poor children, y'all go look at the special. And then if they're not going to fight for that, come here to us. And then we got our people making money. Do you know how much money people make to keep you all confused? A lot of money being made off of that. And most of the folks that talks about the Europeans and the white folks is stimming, they're hanging out with those folks, drinking with them and having fun with them. In the meantime, and then you go back to the hood. And then, then go back to the hood, go back to the community. They don't walk the streets around here. They don't see what's going on. Their children are not in our schools. And it should be a law that if you teach, your children got to go to the public schools. If you're on public payroll, your children got to go to the public. If you're not going to let that happen, then you got to make a way for the children to go somewhere else. So most of them folks, I told Don Lemon, look, when you sit at the white man table, you're only a guest. Don't think that you own that table. They'll use you, but when their child come home, you got to go. That's what happened to them. But when I get somebody who can only talk on the subject of that kind of stuff with no answer, y'all better get away from them. So right now, they got our children between the drugs, the cannabis, they got them smoking because they say it's legal. Between the drugs and between the what's going on with our children in terms of we not looking out for them and all the hatred they hear every day, what do you expect? Death and hatred. What do you expect? No reinforcement. Oh, what a beautiful morning, beautiful day. A Dr. King, all the things. Malcolm X even. When Malcolm spoke, Malcolm wasn't negative. He told what it was. He told what we had to do. These folks don't do that. And when we marched in the Civil Rights Movement, we marched for a reason, and we fought for a cause. Right now, everybody making money, paying game. Black Lives Matter had $130-something million that they took and didn't give back to those communities that needed it. So they know our weakness, and they're playing with it. And if they keep us down and looking a certain kind of way for so long, we're going to get wiped out because the children are our future. Talk of Chicago 69 of VN 773-591-69. We're streaming live at www.viewing.com, iHeartRadio. And you can also get us on Blog Talk if you miss us. And I would recommend that y'all also get my son's book. He's my oldest son. Get his book. It's called The Tillman's Black Patriot. You know, it's good. You can look at TillmanFamilyPress.com. That's Evan and Jimmy's press. They put together them. They did their own book. They also their own publishers, TillmanFamilyPress.com, to get his book. The Black Patriots is a very good book, y'all. I must say myself. My oldest son did that book. And it really put a lot of light on us as a people, what we did. We didn't have anything. And we're being led. Like when you look at Teddy Roosevelt, they took them white liberals told y'all to tear down the statue. And y'all got in there and y'all tore it down, not knowing he was the one that helped Booker T. Washington have Tuskegee that y'all all going to now. When Booker T. Washington dropped your bucket where you stand, everybody thought, oh, he's terrible. Oh, man, I want Malcolm. I don't want Dr. King. I want Dr. King, not Malcolm. Not knowing that Dr. King and Malcolm did work together. Dr. King and Elijah Muhammad worked together. We all came down different roads, but one purpose, and that was the liberation and advancement of black people. They did not lead us. They joined us. And there's a difference. And we being led, and we being looked somewhere else, and you got these. And we grew up when FBI was up on the, when they messed with Dr. King, when they had the Red Squad and all that. We were out here laughing when we see the stuff they're doing just because it's Trump or somebody else. Don't take no sides. Only take sides with your children or your God. Let me just try to get some of these calls off. Dog, time go by fast. I better try to get some before I have to go my next break. Anita, finish up. Finish up, Anita. Hello.
Hey, Dorothy, how you doing?
Finish up.
I was trying to tell you about the career women. The women are trying to have a career and a family, and they only have 1.5 children after the white female.
And you're the example
for the women, and they're not listening to you, Dorothy. You took care of your children. You had a big career, you know, and you didn't have to use slavery. Your husband didn't have to cut nobody's private part off and enslave them for 500 years. So I'm trying to figure out, why are we looking for the wrong people to give us the right answer?
Well, only because, you know why? There's nobody right now teaching our children, not only just our children, the young adults. They don't know. They really don't know. We got to teach them how to, some of them even know how to cook or put up. They don't know how to cook, Anita. They don't know how to do nothing. Thank you so much. You know, we got to, you know, all of my children know how to cook, except my baby child. She's not a cook now. Even my boys, they don't know how to cook, not a soul. We make them take all of the economic stuff out of the schools, all the stuff that we need to help with our family. We was told by other folks that stuff was bad. It was not bad. It's not wrong. It's not bad. Now, I'm going to come back to you, and you only got a minute, Mr. Bay, because I gave you a lot of time before.
Thank you very much, May. I would say that the Federated State Bank of North America, of which I am its founder, replaces Federal Reserve System. The U.S. Federal Reserve System is hereby being subsumed into Federated State Bank of North America, founded by one Andrew Clarence Merrill Nelson.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Well, thank you, sister.
Sorry. Now, you sound so much better for some reason. I tried hard to keep you on the first time, but it was really difficult. Yeah. Call me back next week, okay, and we'll talk a little bit longer.
Thank you for the opportunity.
You're welcome. I tell you, Henry.
Good morning, Sister Tillman. How you doing?
I'm fine. How you doing?
All right. You know, it's not just our children. I come out of the store yesterday, and a group of children out there, and the two girls were fighting.
Yeah,
and the rest of them had their phones out filming it.
Mm-hmm.
And I I broke them up. I was breaking them up. Y'all quit fighting each other. Stop that. And the rest of them were saying, oh, leave them alone. Stay out of there. Let them fight. And there were two adults sitting on the side. Instead of them helping me, they had their phones out filming them.
Well, you
and,
know that thing, Henry, they got, I just found out last week. Because, you know, I be looking for all these specials to see what the hell is going
yeah.
on. They got this stuff called the Beatdown Club. And,
yeah.
and these folks, you beat down and put it on the on your cell phone. And I said, what the hell? That's some, see, that's what I mean by not having church God of values. You'll do something. It's called a beatdown club. Y'all can look for it. And they just beat you down, and who can do the beatdown the most? It's terrible. It's ungodly. It's on everything, Henry.
A lot of these guys, you know, hanging out on the corner with their pants hanging down and hat to the back. Some of them are in my age bracket, and I'm 5 years older than Methuselah.
Well, yeah, it is something. We got to do something. But one thing I do know is that these clothes that they make now, they stretch. They don't even fit no more. And you put them on after one wash, they come down. Thank you, and he absolutely
yeah.
right. We got to do something. And we can do something, because I tell you, I'm not giving up. We can't give up. Mike.
Yes. Good morning, Ms. Tillman.
Good morning.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm fine. God is good.
You right about that? Always.
Yes.
You know, let me say this. It's about records that we need to be keeping up with, that you started off talking about this morning. And but the deal is getting to deal with common sense and so on.
Mm-hmm.
The common sense that we don't sit down and think about sometimes. And you've been speaking about it this morning very much, and we very much can relate.
Mm-hmm.
I want to just say this. You know, these guys is getting all the money are the big guys on the top and the ones that are setting things up for it to go to the institutions when you think about it.
That's black and white guys you're talking about, right?
Right. Definitely so. Just look at the patterns. Let us use our common sense. I created this thing called, I'm going to say I coined it, Mormonism. And everybody know about Mormonism.
Mm-hmm.
And what the deal is, when you deal with the records, mama gave you the money, say go to the grocery store, and bring my receipt back in my change.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see it.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be putting a demand on where our money's going, because the money comes from the taxpayer always. There's no other place to get it from except from the working class. So we need to see a receipt where the money is going.
I got you. Thank you, Mike. Thank you so much.
Mormonism.
Mormonism, huh? Mama. My mama prayed for me and my mama taught me. Thank you so much. Love in need of love today. Maybe I might. Look, y'all, I got to get ready for a break. Love is in need of love today. We got to love and we got to look out for our children.
Thank you.
It's about our future. It's about what we do. This is Otis Clay, y'all, before I take my break. And I'm going to come back to you after that. But he got something to tell y'all.
Pass on to
everybody. It's about love, y'all. This is the great Otis Clay.
What I'm about to say.
Hey.
Could mean the world disaster.
Yeah.
Could turn your dreams and laughter into tears and shame. And that
love. God is love, y'all.
Love today.
Stevie Wonder did it too, but Otis does it better to me.
Don't
come on, Otis.
Delay.
Yeah. Send your love in right away. God is love.
Hey,
can I get a minute of that?
Breaking me really hard.
Come on, Otis.
Stop it, please.
I'm with them. I'm with Trump. I'm with Biden. I'm with this. I'm with that. You better be with me. Woo! And you also hold grudges. Uh-uh.
The force of evil, this demonic.
To make you it possess.
Oh, baby, we're not dealing with flesh and blood.
And it will if we let
but God is love.
Destroy
everybody. Celebrating Black History Month.
Precautionary measure.
You gotta take precautionary measure. God is.
If love and peace we change.
Come on, hold it.
Can you hear me? When
woo!
I say, oh,
love
in need,
of love today. Don't delay.
Seniors in right away.
I'm a Chicago 69 to be in Dorothy Wright Tillman. 773-591-69. Go on iHeartRadio, take it wherever you go, www.viewing.com. Get your coffee, get your tea, go on a break. Stop it now. I'll be right back. The great old display. Love and need of love today. God is love.
Listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy. Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WBON.
Things like big crowds remind me of COVID. And I remember I got my vaccine and booster. They have proven to provide long-lasting protection against COVID, so I feel safer. Get your vaccine or booster and boost your immunity shield. Visit erie.health/COVID.
MJ the Musical. I had a chance to see this production in New York, and I was simply blown away. It takes you back to the Regal Theater, back to Soul Train. It'll be here at the Nederlander Theater this summer. Take it from me, Rufus Williams. It is incredible. The music was amazing. The dancing was electrifying. And when they perform Thriller, you aren't ready for this. Boy, I miss Michael Jackson. MJ the Musical is coming to the Nederlander Theater August 1st through September the 2nd. You can purchase your tickets by visiting BroadwayInChicago.com.
Max Healthy Seasonings is a delicious blend of bold spices that are thoughtfully crafted with your wellness and health in mind. Spice up any meal using one of their three seasoning blends, including all-purpose, garlic and black pepper, and Belize Caribbean. Thanks to Max Healthy Seasoning, you don't have to sacrifice great taste in order to eat the foods you love the way you like them. Max Healthy Seasonings is Black-owned and operated. Purchase Max Healthy Seasonings at mseasonings.com or at Bezos Fresh Market, Living Fresh Market, Sunrise Health Foods, and Southtown Health Foods. Proprietor Vanessa Mack and her Max Healthy Seasonings is WBON's 2023 Level Up Contest winner. Congratulations, Vanessa.
Here are three ways to commemorate Juneteenth from AARP. One, learn the full history. Juneteenth was the end of slavery, but there's more. Begin by learning the whole story. Two, celebrate. Celebrating our freedom should be a party with a purpose, with family, friends, fellowship, and oh yeah, food. 3, support black-owned business. In 1865, we had little to nothing, but as a people, we've been richly blessed. Express your gratitude by supporting our black-owned businesses.
What would you call a joy that is as solemn as it is sweet and knows no bounds? A joy that's beautifully rooted in soul and resilience. This is Black Joy, a joy that reflects pride and honor despite every challenge. AARP believes the power of Black Joy is limitless, and we celebrate this joy supreme. Join us in celebrating Black Joy at aarp.org/blackcommunity.
Hey, family, Salim Wakil here. Make sure you check out my show every Saturday night from 7 to 10 p.m. as we inform and inspire the most astute audience in America. Check us out.
Salim Wakil, Saturdays at 7 p.m. on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
This is P. Ray of Black Excellence Hour, a show for people with high self-esteem. As we battle COVID-19, be sure to heal yourself internally by using your God-given immune system as well as any other treatments you choose. Be sure to take lots of vitamins, bake your melanin in the sunshine, and sweat a couple times a week. Put that pop down and drink water to build and hydrate your body from the inside. God gave everybody more than a little common sense, so bring it with you this Sunday to Black Excellence Hour at 5 p.m. on WVON.
You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy. Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
We're back, y'all. We are back. How y'all doing? Y'all like, I'm telling you, as Otis Clay said, love is in need of love today. Send him in right away. God is love. He said we are dealing with some stuff that's so deep. You know, it ain't even flesh and blood, y'all. It is some deep stuff. So you have to have love. God is love. We are back. 773-591-1690. We're streaming live. www.viewing.com on iHeartRadio. Take it up. You go. We're also, if you miss us, you can get us also on Blog Talk. As I said, don't forget about, y'all really need to read the Tillman Handbook, my son's Jimmy, who did this handbook, a great black American patriot. So you can find out all these people, all the stuff they did, all the stuff they did before, and they didn't even have what we have. So we got to come on with it, y'all. It's all about our future. We don't save our children. We have no future. Let me go back to the phone here. Thank you for holding, Fred. How you doing?
Good morning. How you doing, Honorable Alderman?
I'm fine, Fred. How you doing?
All right. I was calling to see, to announce that the congressman is announcing his reelection today, and hopefully you can swing by there at 11 o'clock.
Congressman Davis?
Yeah.
I probably won't make it because of the day, but I'll give him a call.
Okay, then. Do me a favor. Can you call me after you get off the air? Something I need to I would like to share with you.
I have my engineer take your number.
Okay, make sure you call me.
I have my engineer take your number.
All right, then.
Okay, all right. Okay, here. Reverend Witherspoon?
God bless you. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you doing? God bless you.
God bless you, Queen. We have a service every Saturday talking about the Father. Restore the black father to the home. That's one of the problems we have across the United States. We tend to come out of religion and come into the kingdom.
Okay.
To get the father restored to the home daughter. Okay. They're the head. While the men say,
well, they're here. We just they're here. I'm not, you know, Mr. Rutherford. Yeah, we got a lot of, I see a lot of these little brothers with their children. They're just not married. You see them. Like, when Mr. Rutherford, I be sitting by my window at him, and those men be picking those children from Mollison, bringing them and all. But the question is why they're in the shadow. That's the question.
Right.
Thank you, Rutherford. Right. They got out, some of them, a lot of them are in the shadow. A lot of them are, I tell you. Okay. Mama D?
Well, hallelujah greetings. What you drinking?
Coffee, tea. Coffee. I got coffee this morning.
I'm drinking H2O.
Okay.
Because I need some oxygen for my brain.
Oh, yeah. It's good for you. Yeah, I got you. I got you.
Okay, two things, and I have a question. Get the language straight. Disinformation is false information deliberately and often covertly spread in order to influence public opinion or obscure the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Juneteenth did not end slavery.
And sure did. I'm so tired of that. Juneteenth, that's what I'm going to talk about it next week. Slavery, that is not
good,
it. They don't know the history of it. They don't know the history of what Juneteenth was. And you know what getting me, Mama D, is that 2 years ago when Biden on Weedian Juneteenth, I said, y'all, I've been celebrating Juneteenth with the folks out in Oklahoma and Texas for a long time. It wasn't even about that. Now, these folks just not getting it because somebody told them to do it.
But WVON and news information has got it wrong. The slavery ended on December 18th, 1865, when the 13th Amendment was ratified. Facts can change feelings, but feelings cannot change facts. Now, number two, after a few months, the sanctuary seekers are working, children in schools, getting hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars, are complaining.
Oh, yeah. They act like they own something. It's so deep. They're complaining about their homes, and they want to work. They want this, and they have, and they're getting educated. Not children, not mommy. That Bob, and they're
and
not.
It's a wild citizens take a chance on the lottery to get a few thousand dollars to meet their needs. My question is that enough to make a Democrat vote Republican?
I can't answer that, but you put it out there. Thank you. A Negro turned black, Lou Palmer. Thank you. You know, see, as I said to some members of my church a couple of Sundays ago, we had a guest speaker, and he was just talking about we got to do this for the immigrants as a Christian duty. And I said to a couple of members of my church, I turned around and said, want to give you a biblical point of view for that? And one of the deacons said, yeah, and the sister said, yeah. I said, well, Jesus said, they said, what are we to do to Caesar? And Jesus said, render unto Caesar what is Caesar. Now, in this country, Caesar law said that you got to come in from the port of entry. That's legal. So you deal with the legal. I'm sorry, the illegal immigrants, and we don't say you're not immigrants, you're migrant. And how does it make black children feel? I was in the store the other day. This lady came up to me. She said, Alderman, that's all she's talking about. Our community, and they whispering. They're scared. They got a level of fear. There's a level of fear that only people my age or either right up under me or my grandparents understand. There's a fear here that people are scared to work on their behalf. There's a fear. It's really deep, y'all. But, hey, when you know God, you don't fear, right? Let me see what Celeste. Ooh, Celeste, it's so good to hear from you. How you doing? Is this Celeste from Minnesota?
Yes. Hi. How are you?
I'm fine. Good to hear from you.
Yes. I'm just calling to say I really appreciate you getting on here, you know, telling people about black in our community because we need that, the love, you know, and the what we need to unite and, you know, all this good stuff about what black people still stand for.
Yeah, we got to do something positive for our children, Celeste, and other stuff. We got to look at what made us, how did we get over? How I got over, sometimes I look back and wonder, I might look that song up, how I got over. You know, what made us
That's
get
right.
where we are?
our God and all of that. You know, you live in Minnesota. Black Lives Matter didn't bring no money back to help y'all build Minnesota. $107 million is gone. And they didn't bring none of it back. They didn't bring nothing back to y'all to build that city.
That's terrible. I got up with the same man who had about how when we were children, we would say the Lord's Prayer and have something positive to say all the time.
Yes.
I was born in Chicago, you know, so, and to come here and see they have not much for black people to do, Chicago need to be standing up every day. Every black person there needs to be trying to do something because you don't have the same thing that Chicago got.
Yeah, I tell you, I heard that a lot of most of the black immigrants, the ones that have all the businesses and all the nursing home, all the stuff like that there, all your, it's really deep. Thank you, Celeste.
Yes, very deep.
And when you come to Chicago, make sure you join and visit our church again. And how's your son?
I will.
How's your son?
He just got back into the state hospital because he was missing for another year and a half. But they trying to not let me talk to him and get guardianship. So if you can, please put him back on you all's prayer list.
He's back there. Thank you, Celeste. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
She was a good mama. Her son got out in California, got off into some stuff, and he was missing. We had to help her find him, and it's really something. We're praying for you. We got you. We got your back. Got your back there. Mark. Hello, Mark. Going once. Mark. Going once. Going quite twice. Okay, Mark, I'm gone. Mark?
Hello? Hello?
I was just getting ready to hang up on you. How can I help you?
Hey. Dr. Tillman?
Yes,
I got to say this right here. Because a lot of people are not aware of this Office of New Americans that Emanuel put in place.
The what?
The Office of New Americans.
Oh, okay.
Put in place in 2011. Uh-huh. And basically what he did was he called a meeting with all immigrant groups, including the Africans and Caribbeans. They up with it too now.
Oh, well, most of them do. Most of them do lean more toward the immigrants than they do us. Most, not all.
No. I'm saying to you an agenda. We're talking about an agenda.
I got
that's
you.
Why I'm not listening. That's why I don't want to hear from no Pan-Africanists, because they up with it too. You know what I'm saying? The Pan-Africanists and Cobra and them and all them, those snakes, they up with it.
Okay.
So this is real stuff what I'm telling you. And now it went national. First, Barack Obama called 50 mayors to Washington, D.C. in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
And then now, under Joe Biden, 8 days after he was elected, they quietly introduced H.R. 572, which is the National Office of New Americans. Right?
H.R. 572?
Yes, that's one bill. The second bill is H.R. 1308. The new deal.
Wait, now you going too fast. H.R. 108?
No, H.R. 1308. Which is the New Deal for New Americans.
Okay, I got you.
You know, the New Deal was for white folks, right?
I got you. No, I'm with you.
Okay, now last bill is...
So you said we're on our own. We're right here running around here like some dumb fools.
I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you what they're doing now. I'm going to show you because this is important. And it's been going on since 2011. That's why you see Mexicans that are now the head of Park District, the school board, city colleges, all of this. This is strategic what they're doing. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Quietly since 2011, Rahm Emanuel called all the immigrant groups to the table: the Jews, the Mexicans.
Well,
the
you
Africans,
said all. You said every immigrant, but not the
every immigrant,
but not the descendants. Every, not
no
the descendants.
Descendants. No descendants of American child of slavery. Okay.
And so
the meeting was held in 2011. They started giving the 100,000 positions to immigrants after they rolled the plan out in 2015.
Mm-hmm,
okay,
mm-hmm.
The plan started rolling out in 2015. 2018, they formed what they call Cities for Action. Cities for Action now has over 200 mayors and county executives who came together in Baltimore. I'm talking, we talking the areas where black people are. Chukwe, Lumumba's son and all them, they all a part of it. The girl Tiffany Henyard out there.
Well,
and,
Baltimore is so messed up, Lord have mercy. They're reading at zero. Their
this is what I'm saying.
It's deep.
Alderman, this is what I'm saying to you. So all these poor areas, those mayors have joined Cities for Action. So and Joe Biden gave the $350 billion in COVID money to immigrants. He gave that money was for immigrants. $350 billion. Chicago got $1.9 billion of that, and it's called the Chicago Recovery Program.
Oh,
they
yeah.
Funneled the money, they funneled the money from Chicago Recovery Program into the Office of New Americans all over the country. Every city has an Office of New Americans in it.
Let me look it up. Let's talk about it some more. Thank you for your information. Let's talk some more next week. Let me go look all that stuff up, okay?
Okay, hold on. Let me give you the last bill, though. The last bill gives them all the jobs. H.R. 1909, the Essential Workers Act.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
My audience on it, baby. Look, I'm running out of time. I got like 8 minutes, so I got to cut it down now. Woo, let's see how can I do this. Okay. James. Hello, James.
Oh, hello there, Sister Tillman. Nice to talk to you.
You too, James. I'm running out of time now. You got 1 minute.
I'm going to need 10 minutes. Okay, real quick, question for you. How do you feel about Dr. King apologizing to his people for leading them into a burning house? And he looked very sad when he said it.
Well, you just got a piece of it. I understand it totally. I'll deal with it next week because I ain't got much time. You got a piece of it. You need to go to NBC. They did a special on him in color and see what he meant. Because it's easy to take a little bit out of context, James. Khufu. Khufu. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. This is Khufu.
Yes.
I'd like to hire a organization, and let's all come together and raise a few million dollars at your facility on King Drive. I know, Ebony, you need to come together and raise money so we can have access to dollars and do and spend
call
our money wise.
Okay, Cooper, let's take kind of deep. I ain't got much time to get into it, but I don't understand it. Call me much early next week and let's talk about it a little bit more because I don't understand that. Let's see, can I get off? Randy? Okay, Randy, I'm running out of time.
Hey, I appreciate much what you're doing. You're right on target with the points that you raised. Mark Carter will have much, and try to respect him, you know, have much respect for him. But also he has talked about the much of the money and resources received from the Republican Party to support the Republican Party.
Was that Mark Carter?
That was Mark Carter, and he received all the money. And so him and Paul McKinnon, a number of them received money from the Republican Party and stuff. And they, that's how they would buy those Corvettes and expensive motorcycles.
Well, we can't deal with
so
parties.
Keep it a good
we
work.
Deal with people,
keep,
huh? But I, that's
yeah,
what it was.
Keep,
okay,
keep it a good work.
You.
Keep it a good work. Thank
okay.
you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, Jesus, I tell you. Lord have mercy. Cliff.
Hey, Mr. Chairman, thanks for taking my call. I'll be brief. This month is Black Music Month, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of white supremacy, neo-Nazis, and white racism, what black form of music do they like? Blues, jazz, gospel, or hip-hop?
I don't know, but I love music. I even like country western. I love
it's hip-hop because we're killing each other when we listen to hip-hop. We're not killing each other when we listen to gospel music or jazz or blues, but hip-hop is destructive in our black community.
Now, don't get hip-hop mixed up with rap.
Well, whatever. It ain't good for us. It is causing us damage. We're
right.
killing each other. We're doing the same thing that white supremacists would want to do. They like that music because it's effective in destroying the black community.
Thank you
Thanks
so
for
much.
Taking my call.
We just can't get hip-hop mixed up with rap. There's a difference. I got two songs I wanted to play. Maybe I ain't going to be able to play both of them. Minister Plump.
Yes, happy Black Music Month. You know, that's what we do, Plump Music Production. Happy Father's Day, Peace Car Caravan Parade. The Harold Washington Foundation, Peace Car Caravan Parade Sunday, which is June the 18th. We're going to be at Washington Park Pier House, 5531 South Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Drive at 1 o'clock. We'd like to see you there. We'll be in the rear. For more information, call Minister Plump at 312-833-0457.
Okay, see you
and
now.
Cash out. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
God bless you.
God bless you. I believe that children are our future, y'all. It's all about our children. Let's see, can I get both of my songs in? I believe the children are our future. I can't take no more calls today. Y'all call me back next week. Let me just say that it's about the future. It's about our children. If we don't take care of the children, we don't have no future. And those people who have made it off the backs of black folks,
and disinvested in us and gone, you won't have none either. You can't even take the money. You can't take the money to the cemetery with you. You got to come back and reinvest. And those folks that you spending it on them other folks, they're using it for their community. And every ethnic group but the descendants of enslaved blacks of America right now are looking out for their future. It's our future. All the stuff that we did. Tillman Handbook, a great black American patriot, the book that my son wrote. That's a good book. Him and Evan have their own little press too. She said you can get it on the TillmanFamilyPress.com. He laid out all these, some of these people might have even thought about y'all, all the stuff that they did, because they understood it was their future. If we don't deal with the educational question and the economic question and the community question of us, we will have no future. They said that we had less birth rate than any other ethnic group. They said we killed more babies than any other ethnic group. Our land and our community being taken away from us. Do we believe in the future? Do we believe in God? We dropped off from going to God. We didn't start following everybody. Follow God. Follow your future. Look at, they tell you what to think about your history. You need to see what's going on. Do not listen to these other folks. We got to take care of our children. We knew the greatest love of all was our children. That's why we took them to church. That's why we looked at them. It killed me to say, child don't have no father. God can be your father. I saw these crazy white women marrying themselves the other day. And black women joining it. I mean, I'm literally marrying themselves. God, I'll be your husband, your father, all of that. Children are our future, y'all. The greatest love of all. Do we still believe that? How can they hang on to their dreams if we don't let them know? Let's that positive reinforcement. That's what we got to teach them. Let's slide into it. I believe that children are our future. You bad, you bad. They possess the sky. I'm gonna go out with it. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Can I go there? Let the children hang on to your dream. God, can they laugh? And how can they hang on to the dream? Children, hang on to your dream, you know. We got to teach them. Well, what is their dream? When a child tell you that I ain't gonna live past 12, I don't care. Friend of mine, y'all know Angel Perez's son got killed the other night. Young girl lured him down. You know, they can't think their dream is death or the devil. They hate themselves, take them to God. Because the dream, yeah. I dedicated these children to our future today, y'all. Come on. You don't have a church. Come to my house. Or look, listen to Lead the Baptist Church of Chicago and see the message from my pastor. Yeah. Yeah. It's colder than it was when they made the song, y'all. It's really cold now. Child, don't feel secure. Yeah. That someone cares. Yeah. Rain or shine, all right now. Sharing your dreams, your heart and your mind. We'll take care of children. There's no future. All that money y'all have made while y'all disinvesting, you can't take it to the cemetery with you. So much is given, much is required. Reinvest. the black elite who made the economics off of the backs of the movement have divested in the black community. And you're walked away from your church and your God and your history. Yay! What you get? Yay! Love is truly. Woo! Your faith and your dream. You can't be dreaming of being killed. You got to show you the way. Show you the way. Dream. History Month. You don't have no dreams, y'all. Dorothy Wright Tillman, until next week, saying dreams are the wings of the mind. You can, let's not clip their wings until next week. The real reparations now, not the mess they talking about.
In this slavery industry, is this nation's foundation of economy? What bothers me is the stripping of language, culture, and religion of African descendants.
The
with
Talk
no
of Chicago is 1690.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries come after Chicago. A small group of conservatives went on a revolt and blocked Republican-backed legislation from reaching the floor recently. The move appeared to be retaliation after House Speaker Kevin McCarthy worked with Democrats to suspend the debt ceiling.
And finally, June is Black Music Month, and we are taking you back to the 1990s sound of a black female trio. Sisters with Voices, or SWV, began as a gospel group in New York in the late 1980s. You are listening to one of their biggest hits called Weak. The group sold more than 25 million records worldwide before parting ways to pursue solo careers. I'm Nicole Deal, along with Mike Stevens, on your home for 24/7 News, the Black Information Network, and BINnews.com.
WVON is proud to welcome Wintrust Financial to the Tuesday 3:30 Focus. Tune in and see why Wintrust is Chicago's bank for personal and commercial customers. They have hundreds of neighborhood locations with one near you, no matter if it's an auto or a mortgage. Wintrust is there for you. Visit Wintrust.com to find a neighborhood location near you. Tune in Tuesday for the Wintrust 3:30 Focus.
Chicagoans love their barbecue, and one of the hometown favorites is The Slab at 1918 East 71st Street near 71st and Jeffrey. It's all about the meat at Trice's Original Slab Barbecue. That's why The Slab marinates its rib in a secret rub for 48 hours before it hits the pit. Check out The Slab's rib tips, barbecue chicken, beef, pork, and turkey links, turkey legs, and when you come to The Slab, you can get more than their delicious slow-cooked meat. You can get a meal. The Slab offers delicious homemade sides like mac and cheese, candied yams, mixed greens, spaghetti, potato salad, and coleslaw. Voted number one on the South Side by the Chicago Tribune, Trice's Original Slab Barbecue is family-owned and operated in the heart of South Shore. Stop by 1918 East 71st Street near 71st and Jeffrey and pick up your slab today.
The Slab opens daily at 11 a.m. for call-in orders, Uber Eats, Grubhub, or the Slab's own delivery service. Call 773-966-5018. Now serving turkey
safety tips.
Walk, bike, or run. With more than 350 miles of paved and unpaved trails, the forest preserves of Cook County are where to get outside and get healthy. This message brought to you by the Forest Preserves of Cook County. Visit fpdcc.com to explore the forest preserves.
Winner of the Regional Theater Tony Award and located in Hyde Park, Court Theater presents The Gospel at Colones. Now extended through June 18th, the Chicago Tribune praised this exuberant musical as gorgeously produced, deeply inclusive, and richly sung, and gave it 4 out of 4 stars. And its Chicago Reader recommended, hail for its spirit of transcendence, hope, and revival. The Gospel at Colones will lift you up. Don't miss it. Tickets and more information at courttheater.org.
Making sense of anesthesia to empower informed choices. That's the topic of discussion for this Saturday on the Community Health Focus Hour with host Dr. Ed McDonald. Their experts will address misconceptions and demystify the surgical anesthesia experience by breaking down everything you need to know before your procedure. Learn the different types of anesthesia, the importance of an anesthesiologist in your care, and the key questions you want to ask before your upcoming procedure.
The Community Health Focus Hour, Saturdays at 1 p.m., powered by UChicago Medicine, at the forefront.
The views expressed on our programs are not necessarily those of WVON, Midway Broadcasting Corporation, or our participants.